This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 47 for Friday, September 2nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures Canola Market is slightly higher on Friday as crude oil jumps and veg oils are also mixed. No precipitation is forecast for the prairies during the Labor Day weekend as sweltering temperatures continue for Alberta and Saskatchewan over the next few days. In Manitoba, temperatures will come down into the mid-20 degrees Celsius. Crude oil prices are rebounding after consecutive declines during the week prior to an OPEC meeting on supply, in which Saudi Arabia could push for production cuts. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are both higher, while Malaysian palm oil is lower. After a 22-month low close on Thursday, the Canadian dollar is gaining close to one quarter of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is up $2.20 per ton at $814.20. In the U.S., prices for corn, wheat, and soybeans are all moving in positive directions as futures recover from yesterday's equity and energy sell-offs. Corn prices were influenced by crude oil prices during the week, and that correlation continues today. Corn is also receiving support from hot and dry weather in the forecast for parts of the U.S. Corn Belt, as well as worldwide crop loss. The December corn contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.67. U.S. wheat contracts are having its strongest session this week, with prices moving upwards in the double digits. While the U.S. greenback is coming off a 20-year high reached yesterday, prices haven't yet recovered from Thursday's losses. The situation with Ukrainian grain shipments remains a wild card, which could affect prices either way. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.17. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 22 U.S. cents at $8.90. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 20 U.S. cents at $9.06. Increases in Chicago soybean and soy meal prices have helped support soybean prices. There have been 1.6 million tons of U.S. soybeans sold since August 23rd, and reports today are saying that 40 cargoes from the U.S., Brazil, and Argentina have been booked by Chinese firms. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 181 million bushels of soybeans were crushed domestically in July, up 7 million from June and up 15 million from last year. The November soybean contract is up 25 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.19. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 2nd. Just a reminder that there will be no show on Monday due to Labor Day. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.